Upfront Books presents User Story Mapping. Discover the whole story, build the right product. Written by Jeff Patton with Peter Economy. And narrated by Roy McCreary. Dedication. For Stacy, Grace, and Zoe, who are my biggest supporters and make all my effort worthwhile. And in memory of Luke Barrett, a dear colleague and mentor of mine. Luke made a difference in my life, as he did countless others. Preface. Live in it, swim in it, laugh in it, love in it. Removes embarrassing stains from contour sheets, that's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tom Waits. Step right up. This book was supposed to be a small thing, a pamphlet, really. I set out to write about a simple practice I called story mapping. I, and lots of other folks, build simple maps to help us work together with others and to imagine the experience of using a product. Story mapping keeps us focused on users and their experience, and the result is a better conversation and, ultimately, a better product. Building a map is dead simple. Working together with others, I'll tell the story of a product, writing each big step the users take in the story on sticky notes in a left-to-right flow on a top row. Then we'll go back and talk about the details of each step, and write those details down on sticky notes, and place them vertically under each step. The result is a simple grid-like structure that tells a story from left to right, and breaks it into details from top to bottom. It's fun and fast. And those details make a better backlog of stories for our agile development projects. How complicated could writing a book about this be? But it turns out that even the simple things can be pretty sophisticated. And writing about why you would want to build a story map, what's going on when you build one, and all the different ways you can use one took me a lot of pages. There was more to this simple practice than I thought. If you're using an agile development process, you're likely filling backlogs with user stories. I'd assumed that since stories were such a common practice, it'd be a waste of time for me to write about them in this book, but I was wrong. In the decade and a half since stories were first described by Kent Beck, they're more popular and more misunderstood and misused than ever before. That makes me sad. And what's more, it kills all the benefit we get from story mapping.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?